Editor's note. The following contains graphic language heard in court that could be disturbing for some readers. There is also a publication ban limiting our ability to report details about the company involved and specifics about its business dealings. A woman accusing prominent Barrie businessman Paul Sadlin of sexual assault lied to the court, his lawyer told Provincial Court Justice Joseph Wilson on Friday. His evidence is very believable and her evidence is fraught with lies, defense lawyer Karen Jokinen said during her final summation at the Barrie courthouse. Sadlin is accused of sexually assaulting a woman following a business meeting on December 4, 2019. Wilson heard from a series of Crown witnesses along with Sadlin, now 89, who took the stand in his own defense during the three-day trial last week. The woman, whose identity has been protected by a publication ban, told the court she met with Sadlin, who was her client, as well as two of her colleagues and a Sadlin employee in the lunchroom of Paul Sadlin Motors on Bayfield Street nearly 2.5 years ago. As the meeting wound down, Sadlin, she and her colleagues testified, told a crude joke, which Sadlin denied. Her colleagues said there was a sense of discomfort, prompting them both to try to divert the direction of the conversation, but they didn't notice Sadlin put his hand on the woman's arm, as the woman had testified. Her colleagues, Jokinen added, denied the woman's claim Sadlin asked them to leave the room and neither took ownership to her testimony that one commented at least she still had her coat on when she emerged from the lunchroom. She was concerned about losing a big client, Jokinen said. From the evidence we heard, the woman did not really provide the service that Mr. Sadlin should have been given. Jokinen said Sadlin was a huge client for the business, maintains a large presence in the community and is the namesake of two buildings in Barrie. Losing him as a client to another section of the company would have been a blow to her reputation, she continued. Jokinen reviewed various areas of the woman's testimony, highlighting the inconsistencies, which she concluded were lies, supporting Sadlin's contention the allegation is false. The woman said she didn't set up the meeting for her colleagues, but they said they didn't set it up, court heard. While the woman and her colleagues testified the meeting became jovial, Sadlin testified that after the woman's two colleagues left the room, he became angry at her and yelled at her for bringing them. Sadlin testified he told her it was none of her business to do that and her reply was, "You'll be sorry." She made good on her promise. "That's why we're here today," Jokinen said on Friday. The woman testified Sadlin blocked her way to the door after everyone had left the room. She accuses Sadlin of kissing her on the cheek, then on the lips, that he tried to stick his tongue in her mouth and then rubbed his pelvic area against her while moaning and grabbed her breasts. The woman told the court concerns over confidentiality prevented her from telling her husband about the event, but she did tell a colleague following a small work gathering that evening, which she followed with an email to her superior. "That is our proverbial red herring," said Jokinen, who challenged the notion reporting a sexual assault could offend any company's privacy policies. The breach, Jokinen charged, was when the woman brought her colleagues to the meeting, which Sadlin said he wasn't aware was going to happen. Jokinen dismissed the woman's assertion Sadlin blocked her way to the door, suggesting she could have gone around the table in the other direction to get to the door. Crown attorney Miriam Villamil Pallister said the woman presented as an honest and reliable witness who didn't exaggerate or embellish evidence and withstood an aggressive cross-examination by co-defense counsel Francesca Yaskiel. Villamil Pallister described Sadlin's testimony as problematic. "His version of events do not make sense," she said. Villamil Pallister said the focus by the defense on the confidentiality was a distraction of the real issue, the alleged sexual assault. She likened the suggestion the woman went to police for fear of losing the account to another area of the business to using gasoline to put out a fire. For her to exit that lunchroom by going all the way around the table, the Crown added, defies logic when the door was so close with the direct route she said Sadlin blocked. That Sadlin was unhappy with her service, Villamil Pallister added, is contradicted by Sadlin's own evidence there were no issues and described his mood during the meeting as happy and jovial. "The reason why we're here is because Mr. Sadlin sexually assaulted the woman," Villamil Pallister told the judge. "The inconsistencies outlined by the defense," she added, "are minor and don't dispute the allegation." "She was an honest, candid witness that kept her composure," said Villamil Pallister. In her reply, Jokinen said there were really only two witnesses, the woman and Sadlin, making it a, he said, she said, case. Wilson is expected to deliver his verdict June 20.